KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. It's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another, and so much more. And the best part is it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school boys basketball last night, postseason action got underway at 1A and 2A. In a 1A game heard here on KJAN last night, it was Griswold defeating Audubon 60-48, the third victory of the year for the Tigers over the Wheelers, who are Western Iowa Conference foes. Griswold jumped out to an early lead, but Audubon kept rattling back and continued to make the game close. Griswold coach Chad Rogers said Audubon slowed the tempo in the contest, which really bothered his Tigers.
Yeah, you could tell we didn't get a chance to push the ball much, and we weren't doing a good job, in my opinion, of getting stopped so we could push. So we talked a lot about halftime, was turning up the pace a little bit. They act like they wanted to make us play fast, which was good. That's really what we want to do with that little half-court trap. We make one more extra pass, and we get an easy layup out of it, which is really what we want to do, is push the ball. But our outlets weren't good. We just outletted behind us or next to us, and so we never had a chance to get down the floor, and that's a big part of our game.
Well, Mason Boucher scored a dozen points off the bench inside for Griswold, but Grant Haynes popped in 15 points to lead the Tigers, all of those coming from outside the arc. And outside shooting, according to Rogers, was one of the keys for his team late.
They force us to shoot outside, and we'll settle for that. So if we have an off night, you'll beat us if you sit back in a 2-3 zone. And if we can shoot, if Haynes hadn't got hot for a little while there, probably would have been enough to beat us because we were going to continue to shoot them. It's just a matter of getting a couple of them to go in.
Andy Hoffman had a game-high 16 points to lead the way for the Wheelers in that contest last night as Griswold advances with the win. Also in Class 1A District first-round play, Madrid beat Coon Rapids Bayard 51-48 in overtime. It was Corning over Orient Maxburg 47-28. East Union beat Mormon Trail 54-45. Bedford topping Essex 45-28. Nishnabotna beat Heartland Christian 38-35. Logan Magnolia over Woodbine 63-61. Charter Oak Ute, a winner over Whiting 77-62. Siouxland Community Christian beat Westwood 60-38. In boys 2A district quarterfinals last night, it was Tri-Center over Maple Valley 72-52. Clarinda beat Clarinda Academy 64-57. St. Albert topping Shenandoah 68-31. Otobolt Arthur BCIG beat Missouri Valley 76-64. And it was Panorama over West Central Valley 82-58. In regular season girls basketball last night, Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Thomas Jefferson 67-15. Well, the final Associated Press Boys Top 10 Basketball Poll of the Year are out. Class 4A, Iowa City West is the unanimous number one, followed by Bettendorf, Western Dubuque, Dubuque Senior, West Des Moines Valley in the top five. North Scott, Sioux City North, Ankeny, Des Moines Hoover, and Sioux City East round out the top 10. In Class 3A, Vinton-Shelsburg ends the regular season ranked number one. Atlantic is at number two. They got a first-place vote this week. Davenport-Assumption is third. Centerville and Waverly-Shellrock round out the top five, with Creston number six. Dallas Center, Grimes, and Carroll are tied for seventh. MOC, Floyd Valley, and Solon finish off the top 10. In Class 2A, West Fork and Western Dubuque are the top two teams, with Nottoway Valley up a spot to number three. Western Christian and IKM Manning round out the top five. PCM, Des Moines Christian, New Hampton, Sheldon, and North Cedar finish off the top 10. In Class 1A, Danville is number one, with Storm Lake St. Mary's, Lawton Bronson, Boyden Hall, Lone Tree the top five. North Tama, Harris Lake Park, Murray, Riverside, and Dunkerton round out the final top 10 of the regular season. Well, girls' regional basketball action continues tonight. In Class 2A action this evening, Kemper Catholic will play at Fort Dodge St. Edmund, Panorama hosting Ogden, Audubon is home to Riverside, Trainer will host East Mills, Van Meter visits Nottoway Valley, Griswold goes to IKM Manning, Tri-Center will host St. Albert, and Missouri Valley goes to Lawton Bronson tonight. In 3A, Red Oak is at Shenandoah. Also in Class 1A play tonight, Corning is at Villisca, Fremont Mills visits Nishnabotna, Bedford is home to Stanton, Heartland Christian goes to Exira EH HK tonight. Arweva will host Charter Oak Ute. Also, Earlham is at Martinsdale St. Mary's. And Guthrie Center plays at Adair Casey tonight. We'll have that game for you here on KJAN. Chris and I will be at Adair Casey High School for that matchup of Guthrie County squads. The Bombers and the Tigers tip off at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have it live. We're on the air at 6:50 this evening with the broadcast. Well, the 14th-ranked Kansas Jayhawks ended a three-game losing streak as they knocked off their arch-rival last night. Ben McLemore had 30 points, and the Jayhawks improved to 8-3 in the Big 12 as they pounded number 10 Kansas State 83-62. Jeff Withey had 17 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 block shots to help Kansas beat the Wildcats for the second time this season. Withey now has 263 career block shots. That's one shy of the conference career record held by Chris Mim of Texas. Also, Georgetown won a matchup of ranked teams last night, extending its win streak to 6. Otto Porter scored 11 of his 21 points over the final 12 minutes as the 15th-ranked Hoyas beat number 18 Marquette 63-55. A loss early last week wasn't enough to knock Indiana from its perch atop the AP Top 25 after a week in which four of the top five teams in the poll suffered losses. The 21-3 Hoosiers got 26 first-place votes and are the first team in over a month to hold on to the top ranking. Duke was the only one of the top five without a loss. They move up from fourth to second with 20 first-place votes. Miami got 17 number one votes, and they jump from eighth to number three. That's the Hurricanes' highest ranking ever. Michigan dropped a spot to fourth, while Gonzaga, which got the other two first-place votes, moved up a spot to fifth. Syracuse, Florida, Michigan State, Arizona, and Kansas State round out the top 10. One of the notables that dropped out of the top 25 this week was Creighton. In the NBA last night, Charlotte beat Boston 94-91, Brooklyn over Indiana in overtime 89-84. LA Clippers beat Philadelphia 107-90, Minnesota 192 winners over Cleveland. Orlando beat Detroit 105-86. It was San Antonio over Chicago 103-89. Washington beat Milwaukee 102-90, and Atlanta got by Dallas 105-101. In the National Hockey League last night, Carolina outscored the New York Islanders 6-4, Toronto 5-2 over Philadelphia, Columbus beat San Jose 6-2. Los Angeles, a 4-1 winner over St. Louis. Minnesota won in a shootout, 2-1 over Calgary, while Phoenix needed overtime to beat Colorado, 3-2. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Well, International Olympic Committee leaders have dropped wrestling for the 2020 Games in a surprise decision to scrap one of the oldest sports on the Olympic program. The IOC Executive Board decided Tuesday to retain modern pentathlon, the event considered most at risk, and remove wrestling instead from its list of core sports. That decision, announced by the IOC, was first reported by the Associated Press. The IOC Board acted after reviewing the 26 sports on the current Olympic program. Eliminating one sport allows the International Olympic Committee to add a new sport to the program later this year. Wrestling, which combines freestyle and Greco-Roman events, goes back to the inaugural modern Olympics in Athens in 1896. Big Ten athletic directors and football coaches say they have reservations about loosened NCAA recruiting rules that would allow unlimited contact between recruiters and high school players. The NCAA Board of Directors in January approved rulebook revisions that, among other things, remove limits on the number of phone calls and text messages to prospective recruits. Nebraska coach Bo Pelini said he's spoken with high school coaches who are worried that their players will be overwhelmed with phone calls, texts, and mailings. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs signed wide receiver Marty Gilliard, tight end Kevin Brock, and defensive end Marcus Dixon Monday as they attempt to build some depth at the bottom of their roster. Kansas City was particularly thin at wide receiver last year, and with the prospect of losing Dwayne Bowe to free agency, new general manager John Dorsey and coach Andy Reid are searching for players who could compete for roster spots next season. Gilliard would fit that mold. He's a former fourth-round draft pick out of Cincinnati who spent last season with the Jets and the Eagles, so Reid has some familiarity with him. Brock appeared in two games 2 years ago with Buffalo, while Dixon played 22 games over the last three seasons for the Jets. Michael Vick has agreed to a restructured deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. A source familiar with the contract says Vick could earn up to $10 million in 2013 if he meets all of his performance incentives, and the team will void the remaining 2 years on March 15th. The veteran quarterback was slated to make $16 million next season. Vick had an injury-marred 2012 season and was replaced by rookie Nick Foles. New coach Chip Kelly says he studied tape, and the 32-year-old Vick can still throw the football. In baseball news, the St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Chris Carpenter hasn't ruled out pitching again, including this year. The 37-year-old Carpenter met with reporters at Busch Stadium yesterday as pitchers and catchers reported to spring training in Jupiter, Florida. Last week, the team all but ruled him out for this year after problems in his right arm. Carpenter is entering the second year of a two-year, $21 million contract and said he owed the organization to keep trying. But after undergoing an eighth surgery last season, he said there would not be a ninth. Carpenter knew something was wrong a few weeks ago when his hand turned red and purple and was aching soon after he began throwing from a mound. Free agent Michael Bourne has found a new team. The speedy outfielder agreed to a four-year, $48 million contract with the Cleveland Indians, pending a physical. Bourne hit .274 with 9 homers, 57 RBIs, and 42 steals for Atlanta last season and represented the Braves in the All-Star game. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.